Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, a good friend of mine back in Tampa would always say, the only time an SEC team loses a game that really matters is when they have to play another SEC team. And guess what? In 10 days, that'll happen. Somebody's going to have to lose between Alabama and Georgia, but they got the job done last night. Ugh. Can't believe I like Michigan, and I can't believe I like Cincinnati. We were on the wrong side of those two, and, well, I guess I can say it's over at least. And the year is over. 2021 is now in the books. We enter 2022. The wife reloaded the account. We started with a new bankroll now. It's time to roll up the sleeves, refocus, and let's get some wins. Got five college football games on the docket today. Let's start with the Outback Bowl. It is Arkansas. -3 against Penn State. So the Nittany Lions, their best wins this year all happened early. They won at Wisconsin in the opener, and then they won at home against Auburn in the whiteout game. They lost five of their final seven games to end the season. Meanwhile, for the Razorbacks, their best wins this year over Texas A&M and Mississippi State. They finished the year strong, winning 4 of 5, so I'm going to ride momentum into the Outback Bowl. I'm taking Arkansas -3 over Penn State in Tampa. Next up, we go to the Citrus Bowl. It is Iowa +3 over Kentucky. So this is a story of good records, but kind of soft resumes. Iowa, their best wins this year for the Hawkeyes have been over Iowa State, Penn State, and Minnesota. Meanwhile, for the Wildcats of Kentucky, their best wins are more than likely over Louisville and South Carolina. Very underwhelming. The total in this one is only 44, so we expect a low-scoring game. And the Iowa defense this year, they're only giving up 19 points per game. So I'm going to trust the D. It is Iowa +3 over Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. Next up, we go to the Fiesta Bowl. A very intriguing game here. It is Oklahoma State in a pick'em over Notre Dame. So Notre Dame's only loss was to Cincinnati. Oklahoma State, well, they lost a couple of heartbreakers. That Baylor game they easily could have won, and they could have replaced Cincinnati in the Final Four, but it didn't happen. Now the Cowboy defensive coordinator has left for Ohio State. The Notre Dame head coach has left for LSU. The Cowboy D, though, might be the story in this one. They gave up the third fewest yards in all of college football. So I'm going to ride that and take Oklahoma State in a pick'em over Notre Dame. Next up, we go to the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. It is Ohio State -4 over Utah. So this is the first Rose Bowl for the Utes. Ohio State, meanwhile, a very disappointing 4 opt-outs for this game. This is the granddaddy of them all, and you're opting out. A little sad to see that happen, but it kind of helps us from a value standpoint. The line has gone from 7 all the way down to 4. So I like getting that type of value. Ohio State, as we know, they have nothing but 4- and 5-star recruits waiting in the wings. So I think next man up is going to be good enough tonight. So I'm on Ohio State -4 over Utah in the granddaddy of them all. Next up, we go to the Sugar Bowl. This is going to be a fun game. It is Ole Miss -1 over Baylor. And guess what? No opt-outs in this game. Great to see. This is why this one will be the marquee game tonight. It is offense against defense. 2 excellent coaches, but I think the story tonight is going to be Matt Corral at quarterback. He's going to put a bow on his career, so I'm going to take the offense over the defense. I'm going to take Ole Miss -1 over Baylor. So that wraps up your 5 college football bowl games. Now let's go to the Frozen Pond. We've got one hockey game to give you today, and it's in the state of hockey. It is Minnesota -1.5 over St. Louis at a +190. Negative temps expected today. Yes, you heard that right. They're going to have a minus sign in front of the temperature, somewhere between 5 to 10 below. That's without the wind chill, folks. It could be 30, 40 below with the wind chill in this game. So, they're going to want to make it quick. Minnesota. This is their first ever Winter Classic at Target Field. They won their only other outdoor game 6-1 back in 2016. So we're going to ride the home team, the Wild of Minnesota, minus the 1.5 over St. Louis at a 190. Next up, we go to the NBA. We're going to play the Bulls and the Wizards under 214.5. Simulator gives this one a 68% chance to go under. I'm not going to question it. Bulls and Wizards under 214.5 is the play. Next up, we go to college basketball. We found four games on the card that we like, starting with Marquette plus 1.5 over the Blue Jays of Creighton. So I like playing Marquette in this spot. They've actually lost 4 of 5 games, but to really good teams, such as Wisconsin, UCLA, Xavier, and UConn. So we're going to go Marquette plus the 1.5 over Creighton. Next up, we go to the American Conference. It is Wichita plus the 1 over Memphis. So Memphis should have everyone back from COVID. They had 3 starters out in their loss at Tulane earlier this week. But Wichita is a tough place to play, and they have serious talent. So I'm going to take the Shockers at home plus the 1 over Penny Hardaway and the Tigers. Next up, we go back to the Big East. It is Villanova minus 1 over Seton Hall. So this line has been up and down on the websites for wagering. Potential COVID issues here. Hopefully they play the game. We'll find out, of course. Villanova has already lost a game in the Big East on the road at Creighton. They need some wins. They need some quality wins for seeding in March. This is a huge game for Villanova. I almost think it's a must win to get to the 1-2 line when it comes to the bracketing. So I'm going to go Villanova minus the 1 over Seton Hall. Next up, we go to DePaul in Chicago, plus the 1 over Providence. So the Blue Demons lost by 4 at Butler this week, so they're looking for the bounce back. And we know Ed Cooley in Providence, the Friars are up and down, Jekyll and Hyde type team. I think the Demons get it done at home, so I'm going to play DePaul plus the 1 over Providence. So let's recap your card for a New Year's Day in the Outback Bowl. We like Arkansas minus the 3 over Penn State. In the Citrus Bowl, we're on Iowa plus the 3 over Kentucky. In the Fiesta Bowl, we like Oklahoma State in a pick'em over Notre Dame. In the Granddaddy in the Mall, the Rose Bowl, it is Ohio State minus 4 over Utah. And by the way, if they play the old clips of Keith Jackson or Brent Musburger introducing the Rose Bowl, ooh, the hair will be standing up on the arms for that one. That always gives me the chills. In the Sugar Bowl, it is Ole Miss minus the 1 over Baylor. In the NHL, on the Frozen Pond, we like the Wild of Minnesota, minus 1.5 over St. Louis at a plus 190. In the NBA, we like the Bulls and the Wizards to go under 214.5. In college basketball, 4 plays on the card for you today. It is Marquette in our play of the day, plus 1.5 over Creighton. We like Wichita, plus 1 over Memphis. We like Villanova, minus 1 over Seton Hall. And we like DePaul plus 1 over Providence. So that's your card for New Year's Day. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.